was a remarkable experience that no one should go through, but my daughter Maya and I did go through it. It was in 2013. We were hit by a drunk driver as we were coming home from Calgary on a Sunday afternoon. Happened about between 5:30 and 6 o'clock in rural BC, outside of Cranbrook-Kimberley area. And then, 7 years later, here I am. I actually wrote about it, which I never thought I would. But it's an experience that so much came out of it that I thought it was a story worth telling, worth sharing, and hoping that folks out there who may go through the same experience, which mm-hmm. I hope they don't,
mm-hmm.
But that they can look back at someone else's experience and say, okay, well, what happened there? Like, how can I deal with this? How did somebody else deal with it? As far as, writing my own book, I never expected it. The writing part was really hard for me. I really had to learn. I really had to do a ton of homework. I mean, it was so new to me, and I talked to lots of writers. I read all kinds of books on it. I changed it. The draft from the first one, you wouldn't even know it was the same one, but it's still all my story. It absolutely morphed as it went through all these different drafts. But why did it go to the stage at the end of the day? It went to the stage because that's who I am. Standing up and doing the book launch is great, and that's how they get the word out about a new book. But I just sensed, after speaking with some theater friends, especially one who lives right in Nelson, her name is Kelly Rebar. She is a playwright. She's a Canadian playwright who's had several works done across the whole continent. She kept telling me, this needs to be on stage. You need to tell your story on stage. And it's okay. I don't even know what. One morning I woke up and went, okay, what does that mean? How do I make that happen? And I got a Canada Council grant to adapt the book into a dramatic piece for stage. And as you know, I do sing. I'm not singing like I used to at all. I did do quite a bit of damage to my voice from the crash, from tubes going down my throat. I never will have that voice I had before,
mm-hmm.
but it's part of my life. And so we got the grant. I got a research and creation grant from Canada Council, which just blew my mind. But they believe in the story. They believe in the concept. The story should be told. And so we're putting it on stage with the help of Kelly. She's acting like a dramaturg, but adapting the book. I hired a fellow from Calgary who I've known for 25 years and worked with over the years in the Yukon and Nova Scotia. And now here in Nelson, his name is Conrad Pluta. He's the musical director for Calgary Stage West. And he's writing the songs for us based on the book. It's pretty stunning work that they've done for me, for us, for the audience that's going to come and listen to this story and be entertained at the same time. My whole goal is to stop drinking and driving. Don't want anyone to go through what Maya, my daughter, and I went through. And I believe that by being a storyteller and by adding the music component, which creates either the darkness or the joy, that people will feel, they will understand what something, this life-changing experience, can do to a person, and that they will walk away going, why would anyone drink and drive?